you to move. She digs her hips to the beat till she's up vertical, and I can tell from the scars on his whole pretty face. He's saying, let's get lost in bigger and far away. Collecting every little piece from my vertical fears, but when I see them there, stuck years ago, there's nothing left to do but go over there.
Welcome to the Casbah Club Show. You have tuned in today to the special edition of the Casbah Club Show. We have a guest. He goes by the name Maldoror. He has a radio show here on Sundays. It's been going on for a very long time. At some point, he'll come over here and play some music. But right now, he's not going to, because I'm going to play some music. This is your Selector King Rat here on Wednesdays at Radio Valencia, playing tunes for you from around the world. I opened this set with the Bobby Lees. That song was Dig Your Hips. And we're going to go right into the next one. And this song is Frankie and the Witch Fingers. The song is called TV Baby.
Calling up for class. maybe, but what we spent my drink on, no, it's not crazy. I'm falling on the floor, can't control myself. Now I'm getting paranoid and worrying about my health. But before I have time to think, the same guy comes over with another drink. I'm not afraid to
so that was the first set of today's show. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is the Casbah Club Show with your selector King Rat here most of the time on Wednesdays. That set includes started off with a song called TV Baby by Frankie and the Witchfingers, followed by Spiked, a band called Bilk, and then The Ick by Panic Shack, and then that last song was called Happy, and the band is Bedroom, BDRMMM, if you ever want to look them up. That's how they spell bedroom. So yeah, so here we are, playing more songs. I have the next one tuned up. It is by a band called Mandy Indiana. The song is called Bottle Episode. We'll be right back.
You're just running around the world. No precaution you will take. I don't want to make no mistake. Bad-minded people, stay away from me. Demonic people, I don't want to be defied. Bad-minded people, keep your distance. Satanic people, I don't wanna be defiled. I'm the Lord's anointed senior on a mission. Don't want my soul to be tainted. I have a vision. Keep your distance, little girl. You're just running around the world. No precaution you will take. I don't want to make no mistake. Bad-minded people, stay away from me. Demonic people, I don't want to be defiled. Bad-minded people, keep your distance. Satanic people, I don't wanna.
Okay. Back. I'm back on the microphone. Tell you what you heard. You heard Bottle Episode was the first song of that set by a band called Mandy Indiana. And then we had OBF with Max Romeo doing vocals for Bad Minded People. The third song was L.A. Witch, song The Lines. And that last one, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, song called Call Me. I'm really looking forward to catching that band one of these days. I think it would be a pretty fun show. Let's see. Next up, I have a song planned for you called, what am I playing? Time to Get Tough. This is the Agrolites. And it goes like this. Okay, I hope you like that. I really like that song. I started off that set with, where was I? Time to Get Tough by the Agrolites, and then we did Lee Scratch Perry, Chase the Devil, and then Working Woman Blues. And then now we're going to have some music selected by our guest. We have a guest in the studio today. When I say we, I mean I have a guest in the studio today.
Welcome.
Can, that's me. Can they hear you on your...
I can't.
I don't hear you.
Like, I see me.
Well, the needle's not moving when you talk into the microphone. Are you in the right microphone? Nope. All right, well... Yep, we're not going to do that then. But this is the song that was requested by... which one is that?
Mike 2.
Mike 2 is on. Oh, no, there's Mike 2.
You
got
to turn it up, though.
Oh, yeah.
There I am.
How about that?
I'm there now.
Nope.
Still. You might want to do your wires.
Yeah, that's okay. You know what? Radio Valencia doesn't want to hear from you.
Okay.
We'll figure it out maybe while the song's playing. I don't know. But anyway, Maldoro requested this one. I don't know who this band is. They're called Grade 2.
They're from the Isle of Wight.
They're from the Isle of Wight.
White.
And they're called, this song is Better Today. Guess, Mike.
Chattering, filling the air within an inch of its life. I'm at an either side of me, the bar to the right. I'll be lucky to make it out of here with me life. And isn't that your man that barred us last time for singing rat tunes on a Tuesday night? Crawling up the walls looking like a rabbit hound. Get up out of that, get up off the ground. I'll tell you to the chair if you don't simmer down. You're the world's worst patron saint of stout. Didn't I bar you last week? And what are you doing with a spliff in your mouth? Alright then, never mind, what'll it be, lads? Another round, 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 another round.
take the edge off the knife. Catch the rain before it all runs dry. Cure the dog of all that is it. You'll still be that bitter man inside. They are changing all the taps, switching off the lights in every room. If the last call of another house, no, just taking the time to wash the wall paint dry. The sound of a bell, loud crowds, dull chattering, filling the air within an inch of its life. A man on either side of me, the bar to the right, I'll be lucky to make it out of here with me life. And isn't that your man that barred us last number singing raw tunes on a Tuesday night? I was on the back of another house, no, just taking the time to wash the wall paint dry. The sound of a bell, loud crowds, dull chattering, filling the air within an inch of its life. A man on either side of me, the bar to the right, I'll be lucky to make it out of here with me life. And isn't that your man that barred us last number singing raw tunes on a Tuesday night? We're singing raw tunes on a Tuesday night. We're singing raw tunes on a Tuesday night. We're singing raw tunes on a Tuesday night. We're singing IRA tunes on a Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Okay, so we
What was that?
That was a song.
Wow, I'm loud.
That's not, yeah, I think we're kind of both loud. So let's see, that was a set selected by Maldoror.
Yeah, it was.
Here, I convinced him to play some tunes of his very own choices.
Jesus Christ, this sounds terrible. All right, that's no, yeah. That still sounds terrible.
No, it's not so bad.
Whatever.
This just sounds like you, man. That's what you sound like. Now you know.
Well, you know, I turned everything all the way up over here, so you might want to turn something down a little bit.
You mean you're not supposed to be all the way in the red right now?
Well, because it wasn't
good.
It wasn't working. No, over here on the other thingy.
No. I just pulled the levels down.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, you mean this one?
Yeah, that thingy.
The main. Okay, yeah, sure.
Well, now I'm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about that?
Something's clipping somewhere, or else it's just my headphones. Because whatever.
First song was a band called Grade 2.
Yeah,
that song was Better Today.
It was their new single from their new record that just came out on Hellcat in April. And
Maldoror hadn't heard it yet. He just wanted to hear it.
I didn't love it,
so we played it for you.
I've loved all their other singles, and that one just like me.
Yeah, it was only okay.
It was only okay.
And then the second song was a band called The Scratch that we went and saw last week.
Was that only last week?
That was last Wednesday. A week ago of today.
Jesus Christ.
We went and saw The Scratch. Really cool song called Another Round. I highly recommend that band. We were trying to figure out how to describe them to other people. I tend to go with acoustic metal. But they don't really sound like metal when you...
No,
they don't really sound like metal. But they don't sound like an Irish band either.
They're a traditional Irish band...
But they're just four guitars.
Three guitars playing,
and a guy banging on a box.
Guy sitting on a box.
A literal box.
It's called a...
That's the percussion.
A cajon.
The percussion is a cajon.
Yeah, it's a Peruvian percussion instrument, okay. But it's popular with Irish...
Do they stick a mic inside the box or something?
They must have been with all that booming reverb.
Yeah. So the whole thing... So it's a mic, like a box, a bass, and two acoustic guitars. That's The Scratch. And they make good noise. I like them. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
It was really fun, and the Irish-American audience here in San Francisco was definitely here for it.
For sure. I mean, that's pretty reliable. I told you I got tickets to see Kneecap in Boston, mainly because I wanted to see them in Boston. Like, I wanted to see what they brought out of the Boston Irish community.
And what did they?
Well, the tour got canceled.
So oh, right. Yeah, that one.
So I had no idea.
Yeah.
But it would, and they kept moving it to bigger venues. So like whatever venue they first sold out, then they moved it to another one.
I had tickets for here at the Independent, and they ended up at the Fox before they canceled it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would have technically enjoyed the show, because it's like just like two guys yelling from the stage.
Well, you saw them with me.
I know. Well, you remember, I didn't stay for the whole show.
Yeah, you left after like five songs.
Well, yeah.
You got the point.
I got the point. But it's just not the kind of... Yeah. But I like them. I guess I like the production. I don't know. We'll see.
Well,
the movie was really good.
Yeah, the movie's great.
Yeah.
And something I think that they're doing well is they're just not just having that one guy in the sock hat, the balaclava or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
They're not having him do all the production anymore. They're like working with outside producers, which... Instead of having that one guy with a Casio like coming up with the same, you know, 90s rave beats over and over again, they started working with outside producers. I think that's expanded their palette a lot.
I didn't dislike all those 90s rave beats.
No,
I thought his beats were pretty good.
I'm a 90s raver.
Dark
corners of my soul.
It was the techno rap that drew me to like the Dionward and stuff.
Right.
I like the techno part of the techno rap, I guess.
Okay.
So anyway, so it was okay. But yeah, maybe they'll come back.
Is it...
What? You're going to try that one now?
I'm just wondering if it's
I can hear you in my earphones.
Does it sound all crunchy?
Yeah,
or is it just me?
Maybe you've got bad headphones on.
It's just... Yeah, probably.
Then we had...
It's very
song
Radio Valencia.
By an artist who goes by Joe Maxey.
It's a band. They're from Dublin.
Called Shift. The band from Dublin. Joe Maxey. Song called Shift. And then that last one... Oh, which I liked. I like that Joe Maxey song. And
Spud
Guns song was Dusty. I also like that one.
Yeah, that one did an interesting like sort of like if Fontaine's DC were also a surf band.
Yeah, sure. I like it when other people interpret surf. I mean, what was that Messer Chups?
Yeah,
the Russian surf band Messer Chups. Have you seen them?
Yeah, no, I have not.
They're really
although
good.
The front woman is extremely attractive.
Well, I mean, that doesn't hurt in a surf band, you know. Is she the bass player or the guitar player?
I have no idea.
Because I don't think they have a vocalist. I think it's instrumentals, right?
But they are coming back to the Bottom of the Hill before they close. So that just got announced this week.
I haven't paid any attention to that schedule because I'm not going to get an ear for any of it. So
they got seven more months.
All right, good.
And I haven't been there since they announced they were closing because they're just at hasn't been anything that I was...
Do you have anything on your concert calendar coming up?
Tuesday. Or actually, maybe it's Monday. Lowcaster and Disasteroid are opening for some doom metal band. But the Lowcaster and Disasteroid are two great, like, local prog psych metal bands. And that's definitely going to be worth your time. And the headliner's great, whatever the heck they're called. I've just forgotten.
Is that Kilowatt? It sounds like a Kilowatt.
No, it's that's at Bottom of the Hill.
Oh, Bottom of the Hill lineup. Okay.
Super Suckers were here this week, which